Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively into the most wonderful time of the year. We're going to be eating
There you
crab cakes. We're
go.
going to be at the Costas on Thursday in Dundalk. Friday, we will be at Gertrude's down at the BMA with Dan Rodericks and my cousin John Shields eating some crab cakes and some other Chesapeake delights. Monday, we'll be at Planet Fitness working it all off, welcoming 2026 in the new Timonium location. I'll have the candy cane cash giveaways, but I have a handful of Raven scratch-offs too. And my dude Doug Lloyd's coming on because the big winners went to Cincinnati last week, where they're still waiting for the Bengals to score. I know a guy who was very happy about that. Leonard Raskin joins us now. He, of
Amen.
course, of Raskin Global, who famously does not like Joe Burrow. So when Joe Burrow gets shut out by the home
Was
guys,
pouting. He was pouting. It was terrible. I was all upset for him.
well, you get eliminated. So, there is that. There
Right.
is the fact that he's a
Right.
great player on a really bad team. That's history will have it.
But they're,
And,
how, why are they a really bad team? That's the question.
well,
He's
they have
got the
no
most, he's got
defense.
a powerful offense. Right. He's got no defense, so they could have gotten a guy or two.
Well, it speaks to the
I don't know.
relative imbalance of all of it and the salary cap when your wide receiver and your quarterback are the two highest paid guys in the league and the other wide
Touchdown,
receiver wants money, right?
but they didn't score. So it's not like we
Well,
blew
T.
them
Higgins
out of the
wasn't on the
water.
field. Listen, I'm
I
not here
get
to make
that. No,
excuses
I
for the
get
Bengals, and I'm certainly not
that.
here to heap any praise on the Ravens or the Steelers at this point, right?
Ravens defense looked good. The offense looked okay, sort of good, and we beat them, and that's what matters. They beat us here, we beat them there.
Well, I think the biggest story is that Lamar and the team pitched a shutout,
Yep.
played good football on a
Yep.
5-degree day in Cincinnati.
That's right. And so now we
Playing
got
well in the cold's important.
two more cold games coming up. A super well, actually, I read Sunday it's kickoff supposed to be like 40.
That's not warm. I mean, it's warmer. It's not
It's not
nice.
cold. It's not five, negative five wind chill or
Well, I know you'll
something. I
be
mean,
out
it
there
was
Sunday night,
freezing.
and I mean,
It was freezing in Cincinnati.
I would
They
say
said it
this
was the
is
coldest game ever in that stadium.
right. I would say this breathed new life into the
And I
team now,
think,
right? Into
if
the
I'm not
season.
mistaken, if I'm not mistaken, they said it was like the second or third coldest the Ravens had ever played. Like Denver was, this was colder than Denver. Mile high.
Yeah,
Miracle.
I was there
I
for
don't know if
that one,
anything could have
and
been colder than that.
I parked
It
my
was
car and I
darn
walked in.
cold, man.
It was cold.
Phew. It was cold. I told you this story. It was so cold, my iPhone in my pocket at halftime stopped working. It was so cold.
Oh, wow.
It
So
froze off. It froze off. It died. I had
I've
no
had mine
pictures.
get overheated but never
Yes.
overfrozen.
Same. But at that game, it stopped working. I'd never seen such a thing. I have no pictures of the Jacoby catch because my phone was off, frozen,
Right.
done.
It's like you weren't even there. It's
I was five
it's like
rows
you
from
left in
the
the third
bench.
quarter.
Right. Five rows from the bench. I got no pictures.
Well, there's video of it,
Oh,
and
there's no doubt. I've seen it many a time.
all right,
So
so where are
Sunday
you on
night,
the
we'll
Ravens'
be there.
belief?
Three
Where are you
games to go.
riding the purple
Three games
boat?
to go. Look, a long time ago when they were 1-6, one and
Five.
five, sorry, 1-5, we said they had to go. They could have two losses and still get in. And there we are. They've had their two. Bengals and Steelers, they got to win out. If they win out, they're in. If
Steelers
not,
have made this interesting. I'll say
yeah,
that.
well, that's what I said. We got to win three. If we win three, we're in. If we lose one, I think it's over. The old man Rodgers gets to ride off in the sunset in a Pittsburgh
Well, they
playoff
are something, right?
loss.
Because you keep giving them up for dead. You keep firing Tomlin. They're booing Renegade.
I didn't fire
And
Tomlin.
they might be hosting the Buffalo Bills on December or
And so
January
they'll be
10th,
one and done
and
in
the
the
Ravens will be
playoffs.
out. So.
Right, but they'd be one and done. I don't think they have a chance of beating anybody. Even if they beat us, I just don't think they have a chance of beating
See,
anybody
here's the
good.
difference. Here's the difference. And this is where I want to go with perception and reality.
Yeah,
And this
sure.
may even speak to markets in
Sure.
regard to where people gamble their money, right?
Yeah, thank God I don't.
In the real, context
Yeah,
of gambling money or
absolutely.
in the context of this. The notion that the Ravens, if they play at home in January, Well, they're a threat. They
Against
could win a
Buffalo?
couple of days.
Well,
They
I don't
could
know
win
that
a
they can
couple of
win
games.
anything either. I don't know if they can win anything either. I mean, the other teams that are out there ahead of them are looking really good, and we're going to find out Sunday night how good one of them is,
What always makes you
that's
strange
been playing
bedfellows here
really
because
good.
the Ravens can really help the Bills win the division by
Yes.
beating the Patriots.
Have
And
to.
if that happens, you then get the Bills out of here if you win the division,
That's
but
right.
then you would still have to go to Buffalo a week or two later.
If
So
you want a wild card week game, who would that be against? New England? So you'd play them here twice in a month?
well, if you've beaten them, you wouldn't
Right?
mind playing them again, right?
Oh, it's hard. Isn't it hard to beat them twice? I mean, it's hard to
I
beat a
don't know.
team
Yeah, listen,
twice.
I
Look
think
at
it's hard to go to
Cincinnati and
Green Bay
us.
and win next week. I think it's
I
easier without
agree.
Micah Parsons. I think the whole tournament's easier with no
I
Mahomes and no
agree.
Burrow in the
Absolutely.
so there's all of
Absolutely.
this setting up, but here's the rub. Aaron Rodgers, Lamar
Yep.
Jackson. One of those
Yep.
guys isn't making the tournament either.
Correct. Correct. One of them staying home, and
And
one
right
of them's
now it's
going.
Lamar. So
Absolutely. That's what it looks like right now. So you got to win out to take your spot. And then, as they say, you roll the dice in the playoffs and see what happens. I'm not saying we're good enough to beat four teams and win the bowl, but I'm saying I really don't believe Pittsburgh is that good. They just don't show up as that good.
well, the
I mean,
Miami
what can
thing
I tell you?
was they were doing snow angels at the
Oh.
college on Sunday night, and then they showed
Oh
up on
my
Monday night, and
goodness.
it didn't, sharp looking white outfits, but pajamas. But other than that, I can't
Nice.
recommend Tua
Nice. Yeah,
Tagovailoa.
so what?
And I would also say the quarterback play leading into this tournament is quite a box of chocolates, whether it's Drake May this week, whether
Yes.
it's Love in Green
Yes.
Bay next week. I don't know,
You
Bo
know, I'm
Nix.
surprised personally. I'm surprised that the guy down in Miami, I was surprised halfway through the season he kept his job.
Oh,
I'm
the
really
coach. Well,
surprised.
they fired the
Yeah.
general manager. They spared the coach,
Right.
so.
Right. They kept the coach. I mean, come on. What's the
Well,
general
let's
manager?
be
What's
honest here. Who really
going on?
runs the Ravens, Harbaugh or DaCosta?
On the field, I would
Who really
imagine.
runs the Ravens?
Who really runs the Ravens? That's a great question.
John Harbaugh makes $20 million a year. Eric DaCosta makes like four.
Right. So it's the coach.
John Harbaugh runs
So
the
it's the
Ravens.
coach. Well, that's what I was saying. On the field, I would guess it's the coach and he pushes the buttons. Hopefully, the general manager gives him what he needs. So down in Miami, why would you get rid of the general manager? That's my point. I think that's a foolish choice.
I think there's a lot of teams that I feel like can't win the Super Bowl, but some of them are going to be in the tournament.
I'm
The
talking
Chargers were
about
given up for dead.
Miami, but I'm talking about Miami. Come on, they got. I can't believe this guy's still their coach. That's what I'm saying. It blows my mind. I just don't think he's got it. I don't care what talent they have.
He
He's
still
just a
might get fired at the end of the year.
weird dude to me. But that's just me. What do I know? He's still. Who knows? Right. He and Harbaugh and Tomlin.
Oh, they won't be the only ones fired. Leonard Raskin is
No.
here. We got a little bit of a delay in our line here. You can find him out at Raskin
Sorry
Global.
about
He
that.
manages money. So for you in this particular circumstance where the Ravens are, you're not a believer then, right?
Yes. That we have a Super Bowl in us. If everybody was super healthy all at the same time and they all came roaring to their best play, maybe. But the league seems, the pundits seem to think we have a chance. I don't see it as such, but time will tell.
Well, they're favored every week. I mean, it's
I
not even the
know.
pundits, it's Vegas.
I know. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Somebody believes in them, and it ain't just John Harbaugh. Somebody believes in them. The wisdom of the betting masses says they're a contender. They're a viable contender. And as you said, you look at this quarterback, the quarterbacks in the tournament, or close to getting in the tournament. Who do you have? Drake May, Bo Nix, like you said.
Trevor
Parity.
Lawrence,
Trevor
Trevor
Lawrence.
Lawrence,
Right.
right.
Right. So you got three that have never been there, done nothing. You got Lamar that's been there, done nothing.
Okay, I was going to say. And Josh Allen, who's been there
Been
and
there and done
been something, but
done
not nothing,
Right.
but not anything.
Right. So it's somebody's gonna pop through. Well,
that's
somebody's
what
going
makes
to
it
make it
fun,
through.
I think
Right.
the same thing in the NFC,
Right.
where like Seattle, hey, great games this week, right?
Yes,
Seattle and the Rams are going
yes.
to play on Thursday night. The
Really good
Bears are going to play
football.
the Packers on Saturday
Really
night.
good football.
The NFL, they figured out how to run their
Well,
business.
is Houston, who's down there? It's what? Houston and the Colts? Is that?
The Colts, the Philip Rivers thing,
It's over. It's over.
that's an
That
amazing
dude,
story, though.
to me, that dude
He did
just
everything he
delayed
could
his
do
Hall of
but kick
Fame
a
for
field goal
five
to win the
years.
game.
He just delayed his Hall of Fame for
I don't
five
know that he
years.
was getting in the Hall of Fame,
I
dude.
think he was. He's
Really?
birthed a football team, for God's sakes.
You think so? By the way, Houston's playing the Raiders on Sunday at
So
4:25. The Colts
Houston,
play Monday night against the
right,
49ers.
but look at Houston. Are they the ones who's going to take that division? Is it the Colts?
No, the Jaguars have 10
Oh,
wins.
the Jags. And what about Houston?
They're coming. Yeah, I
They're
mean, we'll see.
right.
But all of these divisions are up for grabs. That's why the Bears Packers is interesting.
And
That's
that's
why
why
this
it's going to be a
Rams.
great couple few weeks of football.
I tell you what, we got all the snow on the ground here,
And
and
we bought the polar bear.
I knew I'd get your
Holy
baseball attention.
cow. It snowed and we bought the polar bear right in time.
Well, you knew David Rubenstein was buying the team
Yeah,
before
I
anybody.
had an inkling.
You
I had
had a tip on that.
a little
Did you have any
bird.
tip that they'd be
I
spending
did not.
$155 million on a first
Oh,
baseman?
I told you. See, I told you a month or so ago that I distinctly heard Mr. Rubenstein, David, said, I've got the money. I have no restrictions on the money. We will attract players to Baltimore and we will win. And if you believe him, then he's trying and his general manager's out there trying. And you lure a $155 million home run masher away from the Mets. Who's got more money than New York?
Yeah, how do you lure them away? Well, you
You pay
compensate
them.
them. You pay them.
So that wall behind you is going to be hit. You know, I saw, did you see the interview with him where he said, nobody's hit that?
Well, that was the
How do you,
warehouse. He's
you got to hit
right-handed.
it
Yeah.
where? Right,
Yeah.
right. He said, where do you have to hit it? Where do you have to hit it? No lefties. I don't think there was no lefties hit it on the flag court on the, I mean, on the street on Utah. Is that right?
Left-handers, yeah, have
No,
put it.
right-hander. Sorry, no
Right-handers
right-handers.
put it on the porch, right? It's
But
very
nobody's
hard to
put it on
do.
the street.
Right.
So he was looking at the street going, okay, I got something to go for. I like it.
Look, they're
It's a
still in a
good vibe.
championship. I
You
would
buy a
say
pitcher.
this.
You got to buy a pitcher.
Luke went to the press conference, and
Yeah.
he's a guy that's walked in there and smelled their
Yes.
air for 15
Yes.
years
Yep.
and said that there was a different level of enthusiasm. And
Well,
I
that's my
sense
point.
that because the guy's got some personality.
He's coming back. He's coming back to the CEO club the week of opening day.
Who is?
David
Oh,
Rubenstein. He's
Rubenstein's coming back.
speaking
Okay.
the week of opening day.
I thought you were saying Alonzo was
No, no,
speaking. I'm like,
no, no,
what?
no, no, no. David Rubenstein's coming back the week of opening day
Okay.
in April. So who knows who will be on the team by then? If we buy a pitcher, it could there could be hope in Mudville. Why
Well,
can't we do it?
there's been no joy in Mudville here in a long, long time. So talking about, I had Dan Shaughnessy on the show this week because
We
we're
had
playing the
two playoff years.
Patriots, you
We just
know.
haven't won.
They haven't won a playoff
We're
game
the
in this
Pittsburgh
era.
Steelers. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers of baseball.
The
We
J.J.
get to the
Watt.
playoffs. We get to the playoffs. We just can't win. How many years in a row have they lost? Six? Six?
I was
Pittsburgh?
stunned to hear J.J. Watt's never won or T.J. Watt's never won a playoff game, right?
Never won a playoff game. And now he's got a collapsed lung. Holy
That is
cow.
crazy, right?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Well, and the injuries this time of year have Philip
How many
Rivers
guys
playing
blew
quarterback
out
for the
knees?
Colts,
How
you
many
know?
guys blew out knees this past weekend? Oh my Lord.
There's
We
a
had
lot.
one.
There was a lot of car. Well, the
There's
Teddy
a
Buchanan
lot of,
thing's definitely going to hurt the Ravens
right?
defense. I don't think there's any
And then
doubt
you
about
have
that.
Mahomes and you had Parsons. You know, you have one other, I don't remember who the other guy was. Four guys blew out ACLs on the weekend.
The Parsons thing really speaks to the
Freaky.
Ravens in a positive way for next week, because
Yeah.
that would have been the kind of guy that could have wrecked the
He
game for
could
them.
chase Lamar all over the place. That could be nasty.
Well,
But
Myles Garrett also wrecked the
and
Ravens. I mean,
Derrick
great
Henry likes to run
players.
in the cold. Derrick likes running in the cold. He looked good.
Well,
He
Lamar
looked
didn't
good.
look bad in the cold. I'll say that. Leonard Raskin
That's
is here.
right.
He is Raskin Global. Tell me what you do for a living in managing money
Yes,
and
sir.
give some people some holiday, whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, or just if you're like cleaning like me and on AI with my cat, some
Well,
any end of the year
I'll tell you,
tax
there's a,
sort of advice?
yeah, so we handle everything money. We don't do taxes, we don't do legal work, but we give lots of tax advice, lots of estate planning advice. We advise people on everything money. What too many people believe is because you earn money, you know what to do with money. It is a profession. I've been doing it going on 39 years now, and we understand how money works from a tax and legal structure, from a financial institution structure. And what we're out here to do is to help people understand what they're not told and what they don't understand. We've talked about it before. For instance, simple thing. It's called a salary cap. I have no idea how it works. I have no clue. I don't know what it means. All I know is you can only pay so much, but I don't know when that money applies. If you were going to advise a team in baseball, you better darn sure know how that thing works. You have to know it's money, but you got to know the intricacies of the rules. I understand the intricacies of money when it comes to personal finance, business finance. So I understand what insurance companies want you to do, what investment companies want you to do, what banks want you to do. And there'd be no surprise for any of our listeners here to not understand or to understand that they don't necessarily have your best interest at heart, nor does the government. I don't care who's in office. I don't care who's in Congress. They don't have your best interest at heart. They don't pass laws about what to do with your money, make it very public, and tell you to do these things, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, that are in your best interest to do. So you have to understand what is in your best interest to do. And so we teach people how to do that in all aspects of their money and help people have the life and enjoyment with their families and the American dream. Certainly this time of year, critically important. People are getting together with families. I'll give you a quick tax tip. Year end, important this year more than any other. If you itemize your deductions for your taxes and you give money to charity, you need to know that in 2026, your charitable deductions, there will be a floor on those deductions. So if, for instance, you make a $10,000 gift to charity in 2025, you get to deduct $10,000 if you itemize your deductions. In 2026, if you give $10,000 to charity and itemize your deductions, the first 1%, you're going to have an offset of a percent of AGI, and you're not going to be able to deduct the amount until it's in excess of a percentage of your adjusted gross income, kind of like the way medical expenses are deducted today. So, if you intend to make charitable deductions, it would behoove you, if you itemize, to push them into this tax year and take those deductions this year. Additionally, if you're in a 37% tax bracket, you're fortunate enough to make a high income. Next year, your charitable deductions will only be deductible to the 35% bracket. Now, I understand and I completely acknowledge these are problems for high earners, but high earners support lots of local charities, and those deductions from a tax standpoint are going to be tamped down because the law now says that your giving is too generous and the government wants to put a damper on, I don't know why, charitable giving. They chose to do that, but they did. So if you're going to give, 2025 is a better year to give than 2026. That's just one thing. So you got to be aware of what the government is doing and changing. Maryland is changing the rules, Westmore and the state assembly, and down there in Annapolis. If you make over a certain threshold going forward and you have capital gains, there's now a new 2% excess tax on your capital gains in Maryland. So they've decided that creating capital, growing business and selling those assets is worthy of them taking a bigger share of that. So you got to be aware of that depending upon your income and how to structure your affairs to avoid legally taxes that may be due. And the tax law says you have to pay your share based on the law. It doesn't have to say you have to pay too much. You just have to pay what's prescribed. So find out how to avoid those if you're interested and concerned about where your money is going to go and how much the government's going to take of it.
End of the year, if you need some advice, if you need a guy, I got a guy, Leonard
There
Raskin's
we
here.
are.
He is a Raskin Global. You can find him out at the front of Baltimore Positive. You can also find him in his seat on Sunday night. We got,
Yes.
great games at 4:25 as well. So just
Yep.
good football all weekend long. I know you're
Yes.
watching hockey. I know you're all. Now, they spent $155 million, but you didn't buy a Birdland membership, right?
Not
I'm
yet.
trying to find the people that, because they signed Pete Alonso, are going to open their credit card up to the
Not
Orioles.
yet. Not yet.
You're waiting on pitching? Is
I
there
want to
a
see. I want to
threshold
see
you're waiting
pitching.
on?
I want to see pitching. We get an ace to go with our staff.
You might go to a game or three this
Oh, I'll
year.
be going to a game or three. There's no doubt about it. The boy will be home all spring, summer, so we'll get to a few
He
games.
likes baseball,
He
right?
does. He
Yeah.
enjoys it.
See,
He
my kid
enjoys
doesn't want to go to a baseball game with me. No,
it.
no.
He hates hockey. I don't know why. Probably because I love it so much.
That was the pipe
But
dream for him.
yeah, there you go. So he does enjoy baseball and he likes football. He told me recently it was kind of surprising because he went to Ohio State watching football games for 4 years and he's been watching the Ravens since he was one. He's 23. And he told me he doesn't understand half the rules. Recently.
Really?
That's what I said. I said, well, let's sit down, watch a full game, and every time something happens, I'll tell you why it what it meant. And
When I
like
married my wife, she knew enough about football to be dangerous.
Yep.
And then I would on Monday night football games.
Yep.
We got married. I was doing my Monday night live show.
Sure.
After that, we would come home on Monday night, and I would. And this is when remote control stopped and
Yeah,
started
sure.
21 years ago. So
Sure.
I would rewind and say, "Here's what happened on that play. You see the tackle and I would teach her structure of football,
Well, see,
and
we
she
haven't done
enjoyed
that.
it so much more
Yeah, he doesn't
when
like
she understood it.
he gets offsides, he gets holding. But there's a lot of penalties that get
People
called and
don't
he
get
just
hockey with
doesn't know.
offsides at all, and certainly
Yeah,
soccer is a judgment call.
icing, it's impossible to understand. And offsides used to be a lot different. They keep changing it. But you got to know the rules. You got to know what's going
See,
on. It
maybe
makes the
it's
game
just
more interesting.
like the fact that I had a really good father in 1973, and my dad was like an umpire and a coach, and
Right,
like and a
right.
and and like my dad had a book on the bed neck, and I've never said this out loud. It was The Science of Hitting by Ted Williams. My
There you
dad
go.
read that for fun. Like,
That's
you know what I
it.
mean? Because
That's
that's who my
it.
dad was. So, like, all of the fundamental rules of games, of basketball, the games I played. Now, my dad was not a hockey guy, and he didn't teach me icing or offsides. But hockey to me is kind of intuitively
And mine
easy.
was a hockey guy, and that was it.
I think hockey's a lot easier to understand than like hand checking in basketball, where everything looks like traveling,
And
everything looks like
everything looks
turned
like a
forward,
foul.
everything looks like a
And
foul. Yeah, and
it
that's
could
why I'm.
be. It
Yeah,
probably
I.
could be.
Yeah, and with the fixing of the games, who knows in the
Who
NBA,
knows?
right? Who knows?
Who
Leonard
knows?
Raskin is here. He is Raskin
Crazy.
Global. If we could fix the economy, we would just fix it. We'd all get rich. But
The
in the
economy, it
meantime.
depends on who you are. I hate to say it, but the economy's fine for some and not fine for others.
Well, and this is where I'm doing my AI turn right now, and I've
Yeah.
been boot camping on it. And it's
Yep.
like AI's not going to take your job, but somebody who understands AI might.
Might very well.
Yeah, and that's going to be the issue for me. That's why I'm trying to understand it so they don't come and take my job.
That's
Leonard
right.
Raskin can be found at Raskin Globe. We can be found at the Ravens game this weekend and cheering on the CAPS, 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 Caps. It is the frozen week of all sorts of goodies to eat. I've had Damien from Fadley's. You can order crab cakes from Fadley's or from Coco's or from Costa's. Get them shipped in. My boy Hells hit me, said, I just ordered four from Fadley's and the shrimp salad on your recommendation.
Beautiful.
Marvin Lewis told me he's ordering from Coco's. So get your orders in here early this week. You can join us at Costas and Dundalk on Thursday with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Shock. Friday, we will be at Gertrude's with Dan Rodgers in the afternoon. That's at the BMA, classing me up a little bit. And then on Monday, I'll be at Planet Fitness. And they have promised me the big 2026 hats, the funny eye things
Ah,
that they have
there you
at
go.
Times Square. And I'm going to. I don't know. Try to get healthier in 2026. I mean, I had a colonoscopy in 25 and it worked out great that I'm healthy and I'm alive. I've even got
It's good.
I've got a real medical checkup. I have like a real doctor's appointment in March of
Wow.
2026. It's a big year ahead. You're trying to get my money together. I'm trying to get my health together with
Put the two
GBMC.
together is dangerous.
And I'm just trying to get a crab cake for the holidays, is all I'm trying to do. I am
There you
Nestor. We
go.
are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive. Stay with us.